In the first reading today from the book of Judges, we hear about how the children offended the Lord by serving the Baals. They abandoned the Lord and they went to false gods. Now, I've told you many times, there are only two countries in the history of the world that have been dedicated to God from their inception, Israel and the United States. And therefore, what we see in the pattern is that what goes on in the United States is just exactly in lockstep with what happened in ancient Israel. You can just follow it right down the line. God doesn't change. Tragically, Satan's games don't change much either. And so we've got the same problems. The difference is that we don't have a bull, per se, that we're worshiping. We don't have the little statues of Asherah that we worship. We're not burning incense to a statue. But we're doing exactly what the people of Israel did. We are doing exactly what is required of Baal, of those who worship Baal. We're offering our babies in sacrifice. We are turning our back on God. We're doing exactly what is required with regard to the worship of Asherah, or the Ashtaroth, which would be the multiplicity of them. In America, we simply call it the sexual revolution. But these are the things that happened in ancient Israel. We hear about it even in the Psalm. They offered their sons and their daughters to demons. It's exactly what we're doing. We said we do not want God in our country. We do not want the kids praying in school. We cannot have the Ten Commandments in public. Everything having to do with God needs to go. Get God out, what's going to happen? Satan's going to fill right in. It's exactly what happened. He's just smart enough not to say, oh, just trade in the real God for a false God. He's just going to say, get God out. Then he's going to come right in, and he's going to do exactly what he's always done. It's just, like I said, we're not actually bowing down before a bull or bowing down before little statues of goddesses. We are just simply doing what is required for the worship of Baal and Asherah. Exactly. Nothing is different. This is exactly what happens when Israel rejects God. And it is exactly what will happen when America rejects God. So when we see the evil that is happening in our society, now you can put a name on it. You understand exactly what it is. It is the rejection of God. We hear about this young man in the gospel saying, oh, well, you know, I've followed the commandments. What else do I need to do? He couldn't get rid of his wealth. His materialism was in the way. His material junk was more important to him than God. Yes, he was a good guy. He was following the commandments. He was doing what was right. But when it came to taking that next step, he couldn't do it because his materialism was his false god. So just as we can talk about the fact that there are people who are ethical pagans, they have no faith, but they're decent people on the natural level. That's what this guy was. He had a false god. Money and materialism. Things don't change much, do they? What happened in Israel is happening in America. Isn't that amazing? So we've got the false gods. The exact same false gods. They're just packaged slightly differently because we're such an enlightened society that doing it the way that the Israelites did wouldn't quite work for us. The devil doesn't care if we're not worshiping a golden calf. He doesn't care if we're not burning incense to a little statue of a goddess. He cares that we are serving him. That's all he cares about. However it happens, he doesn't care. All that he cares about is that we are not serving God, and if we're not serving God, we are serving Satan in whatever form that happens to be. So we need to learn. It's all right there in Scripture. And over and over and over, what you see happen in ancient Israel is happening in America. We are following step by step, right in their footprints, right on their path. So when Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun, that's truer than we'd like to think. So it comes right back to the point that I continually make. The day is coming when every single person on the face of this earth is going to have to make a decision. It's going to be Satan or it's going to be the Lord. There is no in between, none. And that's what we see happening in America. The divide is getting greater and greater and greater. And what are we going to do? It's a choice we have to make. We have to quit giving lip service to God while serving Satan. It doesn't work. It's fake. It's total hypocrisy. As the prophet Elijah said, if the Lord is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. Which is it going to be? Remember what the Israelites did? We don't know. The heck if you don't know. We know what the truth is. We need to quit lying. We need to quit playing these stupid games. Yeah, Satan is offering us all kinds of fun and exciting things. So we like him. God offers us the cross. So we don't like that. Satan is offering you eternal death. And God is offering you eternal life. Look beyond the end of the nose. Because Satan is going to offer you something in the immediate. This will be exciting. This will be fun. This will be pleasurable. This will be whatever. And then he snares you. For eternity. God isn't going to lie to you. He's laying out the truth. He said, here's the path that's going to lead to eternal life. Which is it going to be? Either way is going to lead to eternity. So the devil's not going to tell you that. Because who in their right mind would choose eternal death in hell? Nobody. So instead, he just offers you something in the immediate, something that's going to be fun or exciting or pleasurable or whatever. Look beyond. Recognize he is a liar from the beginning, as Jesus said, and a murderer from the beginning. He wants your soul. We can't play his game. If everybody is going to have to make a choice, why wait? make the choice. Make it a radical choice. That is a rooted choice at the very depth of your being, not just with words, with your whole heart and soul and strength, to be able to say, I reject Satan and I choose God.